From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, February 1st, somehow, 2018. And on this day, Governor Paula Page approves rules that would allow over-the-counter naloxone, but with one condition. And 9 days after Jackman's town manager was fired over his far-right views, Senator Susan Collins was there offering her support to the community. That's all ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And by Lee Auto Malls, 4 generations serving Mainers since 1936, 19 Maine locations, and at leeauto.com.
A judge in Bath has acquitted 9 activists of criminal trespass charges in connection with a protest at Bath Ironworks in April. That is according to Logan Perkins, an attorney representing 2 of the 9 protesters. The group called themselves the Aegis Nine. About 20 other people as well came to protest the christening of an Aegis destroyer ship at BIW and were arrested by Bath police when they refused to leave. Perkins says the police were acting as an extension of BIW security and that Judge Dan Billings ruled the arrests of the peaceful protesters were not warranted. 9 days after Jackman Selectman fired the town manager for his white separatist anti-immigrant views, Maine Senator Susan Collins showed up to offer her support. And as Susan Sharon reports, she also distanced herself from a Republican member of the Maine legislature whose emailed comments about a war on whites is also drawing attention this week.
Well, at this time, I'd like to introduce Maine's U.S. Senator Susan Collins.
Thank you.
Senator Collins was barely through the door of Schmooses in Jackman when she said what so many residents already believe to be true. You did the right thing.
And I want everybody to know what a warm and welcoming community this is. A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of their race or their religion.
Saying she understood they'd been through a rough patch, Senator Collins then told about 50 residents who turned out for the event that lunch was on her. Speaking with reporters afterward, Collins said she was impressed with how decisively the Board of Selectmen acted. The news about Tom Kaczynski's interest in voluntarily segregating the races broke on a Friday. He was terminated from his job the following Tuesday.
And to me, that sends such a strong signal that intolerance is just not part of who we are in the state of Maine and in the community of Jackman.
Collins was then asked about Republican Representative Larry Lockman of Amherst, who is serving his 3rd term in the Maine legislature. Collins endorsed him in 2014. But Lockman, who has been known for his extreme views about gays and immigrants, this week sent out an email attacking a bill to create immigrant welcome centers as part of the left's war on whites. The comments, first highlighted by the Maine Beacon, echo language used by the white supremacist movement. Collins says Lockman will not be getting her support for re-election.
I am very disappointed in many of the comments that he has made. He has every right to make them, and we believe in free speech, but he certainly will not be getting my support.
A call to Representative Lockman seeking comment was not immediately returned. Jackman residents, meanwhile, say they're proud of the way their town leaders dealt with the former town manager. Selectman Alan DuPlessis says he's received emails and calls from around the country.
They said that, you know, we can't believe that you worked this quick and took care of things as fast as you did, but they said we're so glad you did. So
all the calls and emails have been positive?
Yes, we haven't had any negatives.
DuPlessis says it was important to the Board of Selectmen that Jackman not become a battleground for white supremacists. By all accounts, life has returned to normal. The board has hired an interim town manager, Mitch Berkowitz, who has served in the role twice before, to run things for them. And DuPlessis says, of the many lessons learned in the past 2 weeks, one of the biggest is that the next applicants for the job need to be more thoroughly vetted. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Late this afternoon, Representative Lockman did respond to our request. He says he thinks it's fair to say there is a war on whites, and he makes no apologies for what he said in his email or an op-ed he wrote following up. Mainers will see a significant increase in their state income taxes unless the legislature moves fast this session. As Mal Leary reports, the sweeping federal tax reform bill passed in December has both positive and negative implications for Maine.
The sweeping tax cut bill will reduce federal income taxes for most Mainers. But because the state piggybacks its own income tax on the federal code, the changes will result in major increases in state income taxes. Finance Commissioner Alec Porteous gave the bad news to a joint meeting of the legislature's appropriations and taxation committees.
Full conformity, for example, would result in a tax increase of approximately $250 million annually for Maine individuals and businesses.
Most of that impact, about $233 million, would be felt by individuals. According to the report, 466,000 Maine families would see a tax increase because the federal law eliminates the personal exemption while increasing the standard deduction, and because the state already has a larger personal exemption, more Mainers would be hurt by conforming to the federal change. On the plus side, Porteous says, Mainers would see a federal income tax cut of about $510 million, pass through business owners a cut of about $186 million, and corporations will see their federal income tax go down by about $293 million. And Porteous says the governor has made it clear that he won't let the federal changes hurt Maine people.
Governor LePage has made clear to the Department of Administrative and Financial Services that he would not support tax conformity that increases the state income tax burden on Mainers.
But Porteous says the governor has not decided how his administration will respond to solve the problem. Representative Drew Gatine, a Democrat from Westbrook who co-chairs the Appropriations Committee, questioned Porteous about when the governor might have a bill for lawmakers to consider.
The sooner you could get that bill to us, and obviously, you know, I think it would be important for us to get it by the end of February so that we can work it. Do you have any thoughts specifically about when we might be seeing a bill?
Let me put it this way, Representative. I don't want to peg a date, but the point is duly noted.
The legislation will not be easy to craft. It will have to address hundreds of tax provisions, and time is limited as the legislative session ends in April. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Governor Paul LePage approved new rules today that would increase access to naloxone, the drug that can reverse opioid overdoses. His support comes after Maine Board of Pharmacy raised the age limit to buy naloxone from 18 to 21. Democratic leaders have criticized both the governor and the board for not acting more quickly and vow to lower the age limit back to 18. Patty White reports.
The Maine Board of Pharmacy first approved rules that would allow people to buy naloxone without a doctor's prescription 6 months ago, but Governor LePage refused to approve them. Pharmacy Board Chair Joe Bruno told members in a meeting Thursday morning that he reached an agreement with the governor to secure his support.
That is what you see in front of you now. The only change is it raises the age from 18 to 21.
The board voted unanimously to approve the proposed rules. Within hours, a spokeswoman for Governor LePage said he had signed on as well. While Democratic leaders, including party chair Phil Bartlett, described it as a positive step forward, he says raising the age limit to 21 is unnecessary.
It's a red herring. What's the issue here? This isn't something that you're using for personal consumption. So the idea that being 21 is really any substantive difference, it's ridiculous.
House Democratic leader Sarah Gideon says that the new rules run counter to the intent of the law, which is to increase access to naloxone to save every life possible. In a written statement, Gideon says, quote, "What the Board of Pharmacy did today has no basis in medical research or expert opinion. It was merely a petulant action at the behest of Governor LePage." Gideon says she'll work to lower the age limit back down to 18. The proposed rules will undergo a 30-day public comment period, then back to the Pharmacy Board and the Attorney General's office for further review. And that could take months. Board Chair Joe Bruno says he hopes it won't take that long. In the first 6 months of last year, 185 people in Maine died from drug overdoses. That's on track with numbers from the previous year, which averaged more than one death per day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Finally, today the legislature has failed to extend a moratorium on the recreational marijuana market. Steve Missler has that story.
The House voted 81-65 to oppose a bill that would have extended the moratorium that expired Thursday until May 1st. Several Democrats joined the Republican minority in opposing the extension, but for different reasons. Republicans and Governor Paul LePage have pushed for a longer delay in the adult-use market, and some Democrats that opposed the shorter moratorium said it wasn't necessary because there are no regulations in place that would allow for the retail sale and cultivation of marijuana. Supporters worried that not extending the moratorium would confuse the public and would-be marijuana entrepreneurs into thinking that it's okay to proceed with retail business plans. Nevertheless, the vote could signal trouble for the ongoing effort by a special committee to draft rules for the licensing, taxing, and sale of the drug that can satisfy the governor or gain a supermajority in the legislature. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Thursday, February 1st, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.